The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about words that made this year's list of words that should be banished. And we agreed with most of the words on that list, but we think they might have missed a few words that should also be put out to pasture.
Now, we freely admit that we are word nerds. We probably care a little too much about the words people throw around, but one of my personal pet peeves is corporate speak. When business people start using big words, when a simple one makes more sense, I'll give you an example. Someone that my husband once worked with sent an email that said he was going to, quote, interface with his team members and, quote, dialogue about an issue they were having.
Interface and dialogue? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he just say that he'd meet with people and talk about the issues?
That's what he should have said, but he probably thought interface and dialogue sounded smarter. And this kind of word abuse happens all the time in corporate America.
How do we feel about the words takeaway and skill set? Those two words made this year's official list of words that should be banished.
Yeah, they probably deserve it. They've just been way too overused, but maybe we should use those two words and the rest of the banished words just one last time before they go. Okay, here goes. Today's takeaway is this: never interface with someone when you can meet with them instead, and don't dialogue when you can simply talk, even if your skill set includes using trendy words in unnecessary ways. The end.
Done and done.
There you go.
That's it for us today, and we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, you can find us online at the largest mom-focused website in Northwest Arkansas. That address is nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.